Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Time Spent Poorly Show with your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron.
Tonight's guest is Peter Brill.
Here's a quick clip from tonight's show to whet your appetite.
I've always been an old person.
Because, well, yeah, I see that in you.
I've been old since I was two.
But what will happen when you're probably in your 20s, you're like, God, man, he's just an old square. But then you realize about the time you're 35 and the age that we're at right now, it's like, oh, I'm never growing up. Mm-hmm. Like, I peaked at, 17. And then, my mental, age has stayed there. I keep on reverting back to, there's some things that you grow out of, the American Pie movies aren't as funny to me as they were when I was 19. You can appreciate them on a nostalgic level, but you can't.
Criterion, collection.
But if you pop in a movie of the same
American Pie,
basically of the same caliber, to American Pie today, you're going to look at it and be like,
"Wow, this really sounds like it's going to be the best show, better than anyone we've done before or anything we can do afterward in the history of the program." You mark my words. We know there's all sorts of better ways you can be spending your time, so thanks for spending yours, albeit poorly, with us. If you want to learn more about who we are, go to timespentpoorly.com. Everything you need to know, whether it's accessing past episodes, future live broadcasts, or other shows on our network, it's all right there. There's also a link to our Patreon if you find yourself compelled to support one of your favorite shows, hosted by any of these nobodies from the Pacific Northwest. Well, gentlemen, I'm not here, but you are, so let's get it on! Without further delay, please welcome your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron.
Hey, welcome to the show. Welcome, Peter. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, everybody.
Hey,
Peter.
Am I supposed to be able to hear myself?
Yeah, can you hear yourself?
Hello?
You want to talk a little bit lower.
I'm not going to put my lips on it.
That's what she said.
Well, the thing is this mic, Actually doesn't start till there.
I'll chew it a little bit.
It needs to be all the way in the back of your throat.
I actually cut the bottom of mine off. I might do that with the other ones too. So it actually slides on.
Oh, because it's
snug.
Got it.
Yeah. But I did a really shitty job doing
there's
that.
There's a condom joke there somewhere. It's just not coming to me.
Coming?
Fuck. None of my jokes are landing right now.
Oh, that wasn't bad though. Coming?
I know. There's something there.
That's what she said.
Look at that. Our first one. Our first one is Trump 2020. No, he lost.
Yeah, man.
I think.
Well,
I mean, we have to wait.
Tentatively lost.
When the football game's over and one of the quarterbacks refuses to leave the field and he's got the car keys to the bus. I mean, what do you say? It's like, okay, yes, we will review the tape from all of the previous quarters and see what you're talking about, and all your supporters can stay on the field and cheer, and, you know, that's okay, but we're getting fucking cold out here.
What you got there, Ron?
Beef sticks.
Beef jerky?
I like to have this uncomfortable trend going of me eating during the show.
Yeah, no.
I think it really brings something to the whole thing.
I shuffled all of those fries down my gullet before we started.
I'm a fat kid at heart. What can I say?
By the way, Huds, over there in the tall silver thing is next to the coffee maker.
Is coffee?
Is coffee. Hot awesome. Coffee's in there.
Ooh.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
So.
Was that San Andreas or Vice City that had the hot coffee mod?
San Andreas.
Yeah.
I have that on my iPad. It's so hard to bike.
Oh, God. It was hard to do that with a controller. I can't even imagine doing it on a touchscreen.
It's ridiculous.
Woof.
It's the worst.
So, I guess we're on to the mundane personal news.
Yeah.
It's very mundane. You've got a job.
I got a job, bitches. I was gainfully unemployed for about 7 weeks, but that is over. So,
yeah.
Congratulations.
So,
thank you.
It's not a fun time to search for a job.
Boy, howdy. It's not. But,
7 weeks is not that's not a short time, but it is a short time to be unemployed. I was unemployed for 6 months.
You know, honestly, when I was filling out the unemployment stuff, was it last weekend or the weekend before? And you see the little scroll down of the weeks that you've collected. I was like, holy shit, has it really been that many weeks because I'm so busy with the kids and everything like right. that it really kind of clipped by quicker than I realized.
Yeah, the time runs away from you.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah. No, I don't have an actual start date yet because they started running my background check on either Monday or last Friday if they were able to get it submitted on Friday. So I don't have an official start date yet, but signed the job offer and all that good stuff. So
nice.
Away we go.
Nice.
Have they gotten to the part where they put the scope in your ass yet?
Oh, yeah. No, that went well.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
That was fun.
Did they find anything?
What's a colonoscopy?
Nothing unexpected.
Okay, good. Half a polyp and a garden gnome? Just
two Hot Wheels cars.
Okay.
They
were chasing a gerbil.
not this most recent weekend, but the weekend passed. So after our show with Derek,
yeah.
I had to go to the doctor because I had such bad shoulder and like neck pain, and it's been like gradually progressing. And I went to the chiropractor a couple times to have it addressed, yeah. And I was in such pain on Saturday that I went to the doctor and I got muscle relaxers. I got
That's funny because I was going to say it sounds like time to get yourself one of those trendy pill addictions.
Yeah. No, I got what is it called? Flexeril.
Yeah.
Which works great. But it's like it's basically a commitment to have a coma for the day because you're especially I've taken them after that initial one. When you take that initial one, it like has to get in your system and basically just knocks the shit out of you.
Yeah.
So it's like a Sunday thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, I took it Saturday after I got back from the doctor and then was just kind of like lost to the world for the day.
Time for the heating pad and a little binge watching.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't even like at a certain point I was just out.
Oh.
Like asleep.
There you go.
Yeah, they try and give me something every time I call the VA. Like I do my annual checkup and they're like, "Do you want pills?" Like, "No." "Oh, well, we could give you," and they'll like list off every painkiller.
Yeah.
Like, "No, I don't want an opiate addiction." Thanks.
I tried to avoid getting them at most costs, but it was not, it did feel nice. I don't have an addictive personality with it when it comes to pills like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're flushing hydros all the time when like Nicole has like an annual surgery binge thing that she does. But she's had a lot of surgeries.
Don't they all?
But she'll get those she'll get like the hydro prescription, or she'd be in for kidney stones, but we end up flushing like most of the pills anyway because we don't use them. But and we just don't have the energy to sell them.
I was going to say, there's some supplemental income there, man. Come on,
turn them into the police station so they can eat them.
Oh, I flushed them into my sewer system.
That's a common misconception.
Ruins.
They snort them. Yeah. They crush them and snort them right off those little computers in their cars.
Supposedly,
they just flip their iPad up.
Supposedly, you're not supposed to flush them though either.
No, because they get right into the water system.
Yeah.
Huh. I
don't know how.
I guess flushing is better than leaving them around.
Yeah. I don't.
Hand them out on Halloween, man.
I scatter them in the yard for the squirrels.
There you go.
Oh, that's fun.
The squirrels are super chill lately.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Life's good for squirrels.
Throw the steroidal drugs out there.
So I think
what's
I
that
figured
squirrel's
out
name? Goliath. And that's Drago. They fight on Tuesdays.
I think I figured out what my issue was. I think it's mostly posture related. So I stand up at work all day.
Mm-hmm.
So I have one of those. I have a Varidesk, so it just does the, like I have it lifted all day long, and have for years. Well, about 4 months ago, I had notched it down one for whatever reason because I was like, this might be a little more. Better for my, like I enjoy my arms at that level, but what was happening is it was like pulling, like the way my arms were just that little bit lower,
mm-hmm.
was pulling on my shoulders.
Yeah,
because when I notched it back up, I felt this instant like relief.
New
ergonomics is hella complicated.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah,
and it's hard to get right because you're like, this feels good.
This feels.
Oh wait, I crippled myself.
Yeah.
Now I'm awful.
Yeah, that's what it. That's exactly what
everything
it was.
Sucks.
It was
like,
well,
yeah.
And it's
everything sucks all the
back,
time.
It's. I mean, they don't joke about it. When your back is out, man, everything is out. Like there's just no avoiding it.
Yeah. When I started, and I'll fuck up my back and I'll be out for days. It'll take me like 3-4 days to like recover and be able to like walk again.
cripple.
It's the worst.
Yeah, it's...
Welcome to the Time Spent Poorly show, where Father Time old. Has been fucking a bunch of old dudes.
You're doing a Dexter rewatch, I take. That's what I take from some of the comments I've seen.
How far have you gotten into that now?
I think I'm in season 5, which I'm in the one with Edward James Olmos.
That's 6, I thought.
It's 6. 5 though. Is Julia Stiles, right?
Okay, that's a good one, too. I was wrong. I thought it dropped off after Trinity. I liked that. I liked season 5 a lot.
I might have to do a rewatch.
Johnny Lee Miller. Is that his name? Johnny Lee Miller?
Hackers.
Johnny Lee Miller was good. I think Dexter went through his crew a little fast. Like, he just killed all those dudes fast.
But
overall, I think it was a good season. And Julia Stiles is an exceptionally... good actress.
She's very, very talented in basically everything she does.
She looks like a poorly made Cupid doll, but she's she's an excellent actress, and she's entertaining, and she worked well with Michael.
Like I said when we were talking about it, effortless is the word that comes to mind. Like, she doesn't ever really seem like she has to try. She's got a good amount of range.
Yeah,
and it's believable.
Yeah, they should have wrapped it up after she. Like, oh, she has her moment of closure. Therefore, if Dexter can find a moment of closure himself, there's some light at the end of the tunnel. Instead, they just kind of, let's do another season.
She kind of got a better ending wrap up to her character than probably 80 to 90% of the characters on the show, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
because most of the other ones died.
Well, and didn't he have the girlfriend, the next girlfriend he took on, the girl from Chuck, that needs some dental work done.
I love her.
She was great in Chuck.
Yeah,
she was great in Mass Effect.
She was decent in Dexter too. That's
I forgot.
How does
she's my Mass Effect? Yeah, she's my video game girlfriend.
Who'd she play in Mass Effect?
She was Miranda Lawson.
Shit.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah, I forgot she was in Mass Effect.
Miranda Lawson was a cool character.
Yeah, she was super deep for being.
Yeah, she's the bitchy overachiever type. No, there's a lot going on.
Tons.
Yeah, there's a lot of nuance to.
Yeah, considering how many shitty camera angles they gave her, like, oh, you're waiting for a comment. Here, let's focus right on her butt cheek. What a bunch of douchebags!
I know you were talking about the Hut Coffee mod. I'm so glad sex is evolved in video games.
Right?
It's a little better. It requires more consent. It's not just hookers anymore. You have to romance people. You have to get them gifts and
tell them
do
the right
things for them. Yeah, and be nice to them. And then she'll be like, "Okay, let's roll around with our clothes still on." And
but
then
just
let the
once,
lights fade. Yes.
Right before the last mission.
Yeah, then you're done.
We're gonna go. Maybe it's a suicide mission. We're going to go to the center of the galaxy and see what's happening. Let's fuck first.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do
fair enough.
No, big Miranda Lawson fan. That carries over. She's not that great an actress, though.
No, she's not.
But she definitely did a good job in Mass Effect. I didn't see all the way through Dexter, which is why I'm doing a rewatch.
Oh, you didn't finish the series?
No, I gave up after this season, now I know why. Colin Hanks is just not good.
Nope.
And it's not even close to Edward James Olmos' best work.
No, I'd say
he doesn't seem like he wants to be there, and that I get that every time he's on screen, he's just like.
He was Battlestar Galactica. He was good in that show.
Was he?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
That's a good show.
I was just thinking about his sci-fi stuff.
I watched a bit of it, but.
I got to confess, I've only seen a portion of the series. My wife watched it all.
Yeah.
But what I saw of it was, it's solid execution for a sci-fi show.
Right on.
Well, I always go back to what was. They named that, military strategy move. On him, where he warps into the atmosphere and drops a bunch of people off, and then warps out. It's like a 3-minute sequence in one episode, but man, it is fucking top tier, cool space military strategy stuff.
That is,
And Edward James Olmos did that.
Yeah,
right on,
Admiral whatever the hell his name
Adama.
Is. Yeah,
Admiral Olmos,
the Adama maneuver.
But yeah, I don't know. I definitely you'll have remember to
let me know what you
I
think of her season.
Watching.
Or did she have multiple seasons?
Yeah, the she last stuck around two. To the end.
She had a, yeah.
Because she's the one who takes his
off
kid.
With Harrison.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, and I also have a, there's a slight, I have a little bit of a problem. This is where my problem with Dexter exists, is like, in what world does a serial killer, like, cross paths with so many more serial killers?
Yeah. It's called suspension of disbelief, Ward.
I understand that, Rob.
Well, I think there's a... Statistically, they end
but
up in
there's
Miami,
only so
LA,
far.
And Seattle.
Yeah, I know, but it's not like he's looking through the classifieds for serial killers. Yeah.
Has Michael C. Hall really done anything since Dexter?
He did that show Safe, where he does it like he dons a British accent, and it's based on a novel.
Okay.
Or based on a book series.
He's talented. Like we talked previously, 6 Feet Under, he was great.
Yeah. And, no, and my dad watched that show Safe with him, and I think he likes it, but I can't get into, like, I have a hard time buying his British accent. Like, because he's American, and we see Brits play Americans all the time, but it's not very often Americans play Brits.
Dude, Christian Bale. I am not ashamed to admit that for a very long time...
You thought he was American?
I had no idea he was British.
Yeah,
no
I did
idea.
Too.
Lots of people thought that about the guy that plays House.
Oh,
Hugh
Laurie.
Hugh Laurie.
Yeah. See, I had watched some of his old like sketch comedy stuff that he did with Stephen Fry, so I knew about that one. But no, I was... The first time I heard Christian Bale talking, I was like, wait, why is he doing an accent?
Why are you doing that?
Charlie Hunnam was another one.
He's got a really weird accent. And,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
And I have never liked his American accent.
Yeah, it's
he's
like,
got
he's
a
got,
weird
it's like
way.
Punk. He's like a punk. About
listen to me, Tara. Like fucking woof, man.
I'm gonna kick your ass.
And I don't like it when Daniel Craig does American accents because it doesn't fit him.
I like when Daniel Craig does any accent between Knives Out and. Logan Lucky. Yeah, I love that man. He's so funny.
I was thinking Cowboys versus Aliens. That one threw me for a loop because I'd never heard him do an American accent before. And his whole like it looked like somebody he was just mouthing someone else talking.
I don't think I've ever watched that movie all the way through.
It's fun.
It's good. It's a good popcorn flick. We a few years ago we did a projector on the back wall of the shop for a summer.
Oh,
and
nice.
It was for a summer because it's a big pain in my ass to do it because it's like.
And the light bulb is expensive.
Well, the projector I got's cheap. It's still working. So it's up there. I had the screen there for a while, but it's just a pain because I gotta go hook up the fucking. I gotta go put the screen up. The kids are excited about it, but we have to. Not only that, you get everything set up, then you got to inflate all this fucking blow up furniture, blow up mattresses to make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
Spread a tarp, have speakers hooked into an amp.
People wonder why I hate children.
it's a lot of steps.
They're demanding, that's for sure, even at their best days.
You don't have to do all that, though.
No,
like,
you
just
really
sit
don't.
On the ground.
Although
I
will say,
little bastards,
some of the most fun that I've had.
Then when it's over, they're like, "Good night, Dad."
Is building like epic blanket fort type things with the kids. Like I don't know. There's maybe it's because I'm at the end of the day like a 36 year old boy in a lot of ways. But I love me a good blanket fort. I really do. Even though it kills my back because I'm borderline crippled at times. Sleeping on the floor is just not a thing for me anymore.
Yeah.
But, oh, it's fun. I love it.
It's nice to remember that, like, 8-year-old you and modern you are the same person.
Dude, yeah, exactly.
That kind of stuff, it didn't completely go away. It still exists.
Mm-hmm.
I still want to walk in woods I've never explored before with my friends and just be like, what's out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's one of my favorite parts. I'm not big. Like, I don't like morel mushrooms. I'll eat them if they're offered to me, but I'm not big on it. But I will absolutely go morale hunting with people anytime, just because you, it's, oh, I'm going to go over to this spot in the woods that I've never seen before. Like, it's, I don't know, that exploratory, like you said, it speaks to the
sense
youthful
of wonder.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that anything's possible and that your imagination is worth
something. Who knows what I'm going to find?
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to find anything, but who knows what I might find.
Yeah, I was always hoping I was
there
going to the woods and
goblins.
Just find a cabin with video games and no adults around that I could just live in.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Just be like, Dad, I'm not coming home.
I'm not coming home. You can't make me.
Well, it's fun. I was talking about this the other day. It's easy. It's getting easier to not feel so like negative towards like old people anymore.
I've always been an old person.
Because, well, yeah, I see that in you.
I've been old since I was two.
But what will happen when you're probably in your 20s, you're like, God, man, he's just an old square. But then you realize about the time you're 35 and the age that we're at right now, it's like, oh, I'm never growing up. Mm-hmm. Like I peaked at like 17 and then like my mental like age has stayed there. I keep on reverting back to, like, there's some things that you grow out of, like the American Pie movies aren't as funny to me as they were when I was 19. Mm-hmm. Like, you can appreciate them on a nostalgic level, but you can't.
Criterion,
like,
collection.
But if you pop in a movie of the same,
American Pie,
basically of the same caliber to American Pie today, you're going to look at it and be like,
Yeah, but and I graduated the same year as the kids in the American Pie movies.
That's why I'm saying it's like there's a nostalgic appraisal of it that you have for, like, I can watch those and be okay with them. Mm-hmm. But if I watch today's equivalent to the American Pie movies,
dude, have you ever watched any of the direct
I'm just like
sequels of those movies?
Oh, they're
like,
bad.
Oh man,
they're so bad.
Oh,
the high school portions of Cobra Kai is like a whole different species of person. Like, who the fuck are those children?
Well, to go back to our last show, similarly, the Saved by the Bell reboot. Like, I see those people, and I'm like, dude, I don't understand you, nor do I connect with you in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, well, we talked about that the last show. There's I don't know that I'm going to be able to. I'll try out the show for the first episode or two, but I don't know that I'm going to be able to do a full-on commitment to it.
People came up in a world that is much different from the world we came up in. It's just like night and day.
It feels like an old person thing to say, but you're 100% correct.
I remember playing Atari. I remember playing NES. I remember dialing up on AOL. I will never know what it's like to be born in a world that has the internet.
Right.
And live your whole life in a world that has Facebook.
Yeah.
It's
my 14-year-old is one of those.
When I look at a 100 gig download and it's like 4 hours, I'm like, holy fuck. It used to take me 4 hours to download one like shitty picture.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and there's a lot of difference between, you know, like the people who grew up with the transition to, you know, not just television in general, but color television specifically.
Right.
But it's, to be fair, it's not even the same league. It's not the same sport. It's, I mean, having access to television come about in your life is one thing. The internet and the way that it connects you to literally everything, like, that's
right
big.
No. Well,
remember when we used to, how did you learn things pre-Google?
Yeah, what if you want to find out where Tom Petty's from and you just have to go years and you find some guy at a record store and you're like, dude
where's Tom Petty from?
Yeah.
And he'd be like, and you'd be like, shit.
Dr. Rocks is closed?
Yeah.
You don't just open up Wikipedia and just like,
it wasn't in the fucking World Book Dictionary or the World Book Encyclopedia.
I say fuck you to anybody that's like, I remember the old argument for Wikipedia used to be like, well, not all that stuff's true. It's like, enough of it's true, though.
Enough of it's true.
And it's sourced. As much as people want to talk shit about Wikipedia, it's goddamn sourced.
Yep.
And you can look at those sources because there's links to those sources.
Right.
I'm not sure if you've ever made edits, but the admins, they're tight asses.
Are they? I've never done it.
They're tougher than any other like college professor. They're probably tougher than the editor for the Encyclopedia Britannica. They brook no nonsense. If you're not well-sourced,
but if they're wrong and you fix it,
Yeah.
They won't let you fix it.
I love...
And usually
there's controversial pages where people are always fighting over stuff like that. And
but I won't even fix grammar on there anymore. Like, fuck them. Let them have their little grammar mistake.
I love the little things that they don't last, but like if somebody's able to get a screenshot of them, like the example that I have is, it was not this last weekend, but the previous weekend when the Bears and the Saints were playing. Did you see the guy that threw blows at the Saints player? For one, if you're punching somebody that's wearing a football helmet, you might want to think.
Oh, twice yeah, I saw that.
But so the night of it happened, so offensive player for the Bears was up, lined up against a defensive player for the Saints. Saints guy got in his face and stuck a finger through the guy's face mask just to be like, doo doo doo.
It's a good way to get fucking hit.
Yeah. And so on the following play, I think his name's David Wims. His last name is Wims, but. On the following play, as soon as the ball went dead, he straight sprints across the field to where this guy was that poked him in the face and just fucking wham, decks him in the face. And the guy kind of just stood there like, what? And he threw another punch. Well, somebody that night got on that particular Wims's Wikipedia page and edited it to say that he was a star in the National Football League, but also a professional boxer.
Ah.
And he went to college at such and such place, and he began his professional boxing career during a game against the New Orleans Saints. That kind of shit on Wikipedia, I love. That's so delightful. Funny to me.
Yeah. It'll get filtered out, but when it's there, very quickly. Joy.
But God, it's funny.
Well, there was football or Super Bowl got edited to be like the one time a year where a team plays to play the New England Patriots.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I worked with a guy in the Army who wrote an entire entry for another guy in our unit. And it was up for almost 3 days. And then before it got pulled down because he wasn't...
A non-notable person.
Yeah, he was nobody.
Which is a shitty thing to say.
Yeah, dude.
There's no such thing as being famous anymore. Everybody's fucking famous. Nobody's fucking famous.
Everybody's got a Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got a goddamn Twitter.
I should have a Wikipedia page, damn it. Sure, it'll be mundane, but it belongs to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
I'm live and three people were watching me right now and one person fucking liked it.
It's just tough. Like, where do you draw the line? How notable do you have to be before you're like, okay, this person is famous? Because there's people that have a subscriber base of like 200 people on their YouTube channel. That's pretty famous.
Yeah.
I would aspire for that.
Outside of the amount of people that actually know him, he has actual fans.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah. I have 350 friends on Facebook.
There you go.
That's 350 people who know who I am, might want to look me up on goddamn
Wikipedia. I'm sure at least 300 of them like you.
I don't... I have...
maybe you might be being generous, but... You know.
There's probably three.
I think I have somewhere around 400 friends on Facebook, which, like, I look at that and I'm like, oh, that's a lot.
Look at you swinging your big Facebook dick around the room.
I think that's... I'm like, that's a lot, but then I'll go to someone else's page and they'll have, like, 10,000 friends. I'm what does your feed even look like?
I used to pare it down to 250 anytime it went over.
I have 751.
Because of the Dunbar number.
And the only reason that I know that number is because last week I went through and removed a lot of people who, like, when I worked at Canna for Life, very frequently customers would send me Facebook friend requests. And you know, they're your customer. You kind of rely on them for tips a little bit. So you don't want to be rude. They're never actually your friend. And you could give two turtle shits about what's going on in their life. But you don't want to, you know, you have to see these people multiple times a week. So you don't want to have that. Well, I sent you a friend request. Why
didn't
you friend
me? Part of the community.
Yeah.
They're not going to go away.
But I'm.
Well, and once they added that unfollow thing.
Oh, I love unfollow.
Oh, yes. It's amazing.
You don't have to.
Like, we can still be friends. I just don't have to look at what you're saying now.
Yeah, I'm just not
going
to listen to you. Yeah. I just because am tired you talk of your fucking a lot. But, yeah.
So I went through and removed basically everybody who fell into that category of like, look, you're not my friend. You were never my friend. We've never hung out. I don't know shit about you. I was your friend on Facebook because I didn't want to have to be at work and have you ask me, well, how come you didn't accept my friend request? Which, dude,
conversations have happened.
They do. And man, I pity the women that I worked with. Oh my God. Did I ever tell you about the dude who was sending workout videos to my coworker?
That's awesome.
just videos of him. He'd stand his camera up while he was at the gym, pumping weights, being all beefcake. And there that was it. There was no, like, she didn't ask for them. They didn't have any dialogue or anything. It was just like, oh, I'll bet she'd like this. And I was like, God, I wonder what it's like to be in that guy's head of, like, yeah. What makes you think that
okay, statistically,
that anyone would want to receive that.
That poor girl.
Statistically, yeah, I know, at least three of the people who are watching right now are girls. At least two, okay? Let me know. What's worse, a dick pic or a workout pic? I have to know.
My favorite thing,
unsolicited.
Though, my favorite thing was she was telling me about this. She didn't show me the video or anything like that, but she was like, yeah, did I tell you blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, who is it? And she's like, oh, I don't want to out it. That wouldn't be nice. And I was like, okay, that's fair. I fucking called it within 3 days.
Out him.
I don't remember his name now. But he was in the store, and it was one of those things where he was like, no, I'll wait for her to help me. Like, oh, well, we're all here, and she's the only one with a customer. He's like, no, I'll wait. And as soon as he walked out of the door, I screamed to her from across the store. I was like, that's workout video guy, isn't it? And she just goes beet red, and she's like, damn it. I was like, yes.
I think that's worse than an unsolicited dick pic.
I think it's definitely comparable. It's
pretty close.
It's not
it has
as
to
vulgar,
be, like,
but it's really, oh, it's...
It just, it seems so much creepier.
Yeah, it really,
like,
does.
I mean, it...
Look at my body. Look at how strong.
It's the... It's
look
the,
look at what I'm doing.
It's
watch
the arrogance.
Me in motion.
Yeah.
Like,
what... In what world do you think that is something... If she asked you for that...
Hey, yeah.
Even then,
thing.
It's so fucking
but
unsettling.
Even then, like, it's like...
Who are these guys?
Then that guy's got... If she asks him, then
thank
that makes her weird.
The real problem.
That's what I couldn't help but go back to is like... It was something that I've always wondered when I see guys that do the like negging girls where they, you know, they try to make them feel like shit to get their attention and stuff like that. It's like, are there people that actually works on?
Thousands.
Small portion of people, which ends up being like large and aggregate.
Yeah.
But stop. When a guy's a dickhead, don't fuck him. When a guy's a piece of shit... Don't fuck them. We could be done with dickheads in two generations if you just stop fucking dickheads.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It very,
you know
very...
The
problem is they marry those dickheads.
My girlfriend doesn't
dickheads.
Have sex with me.
Yeah.
And then they have families.
And that's how it should be. Yeah. Yep.
And the pictures are great. And then the dickhead murders the wife. Well, statistically.
Dude, I watched... there's a show on Netflix. That,
is it that American Murder? Or
no,
whatever?
It's called Murderous Affairs.
Oh.
And it's like...
Well, I'm talking about that one where that guy like dumped his kids into the oil vat.
Jesus, I didn't see that.
Oh, you should watch it.
Yeah,
but yeah.
American Murder.
And I think I'll send it to you. I'll find it and send it to you. But yeah, he it was down in like Colorado, and like he killed his wife, and then he killed his two daughters, stuffed them down like his job site into an oil vat, and like through a 8-inch hole.
Jesus.
That's
dark.
And then there's just like the...
I wonder if workout guy's dick could even fit in that hole.
Probably not. It's probably huge.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I was thinking the same
definitely
thing.
Definitely packing.
Where do you
very thick and very long.
Where do you even get
I'll
the
send
confidence
you that link,
to send a video
so
like
it's
that?
So it's a true crime type show where they discuss two different murders in each episode, but they're all based around like infidelity and stuff like that, hence the name Murderous Affairs. But Tori and I were watching it together because we just kind of turn on shit like that to go to bed to. And for some reason, we fall asleep to, as South Park refers to it,
we go to
informative murder porn.
We watch, my wife used to turn on Criminal Minds, and we'd fall asleep watching Criminal Minds.
I like Forensic Files and Cold Case. I love that kind of stuff.
Snapped.
But so this guy, he was married, had a 4-year-old or 5-year-old daughter, and he was a lawyer. And he had been cheating on his wife with one of the judges in his county or whatever. And him and the judge had this affair that went on for a while. Well, his wife found out about it, and he apologized profusely, told her he was done. You know, I'll be faithful to you, so on and so forth. And of course, he didn't do that, and he wound up going back to the judge. Well, the judge was also rather possessive and was like, okay, yeah, we can continue this, but you need to start planning an exit strategy for getting away from your wife. I don't want you to have sex with her anymore. I want you to like start actively moving away from her so that you and I can be together.
Nager.
Well, he did not do that and wound up getting his wife pregnant. Back. And this dude, I shit you not, in an effort to prevent the judge from finding out that his wife was pregnant because he thought that that would destroy his family, killed his fucking pregnant wife. In an effort to not destroy his family, he killed his pregnant wife.
Yeah.
Went to jail for the rest of his life, so turned their current daughter into a fucking orphan.
That's what they call a pro gamer move.
Like, dude, I like, this was like the second episode. I was like, man, how do you go up from there? This
the people was crazy. That, people that like
Tiger King
murder
shit.
Though is there's something missing because there's enough programming out there now on television that basically says if you do this stuff, you won't get away with it. There's enough, like, I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of people that get away with murdering loved ones.
Definitely.
But there's enough coverage of people that don't.
Yeah.
That would suggest to the people, to most people, that I'm probably not going to get away with this.
I don't think they think that deep about it. I think their fuse has been burning a long time, and eventually, whether they're faced with a complicated infidelity situation.
What a desperate situation.
Or later in life, they were just going to be like, well, apparently one of the solutions in the fucking Rube Goldberg machine of my brain is kill my wife, and it was just a matter of time until the ball dropped into that, and I'm like, oh, perfect. There we go.
This is totally going to work.
Yeah. Like
I'm the guy that's going to beat this rap.
I'll kill her, and my daughter and I'll go be with
go to sleep, though?
I don't understand.
I mean, I'm not the world's most sane fucking dude. But, like, at some point, just jerk off and go to sleep. Don't
kill your wives. That's what we're saying.
Stop fucking her. Stop fucking the judge. Just jerk off and go to sleep.
TSPN is coming out. We're saying, jerk off. Don't kill anybody.
Yeah.
Hot coffee mod.
Just call it.
Go have sex with random hookers in San Andreas. It will scratch your itch. Come on.
You know,
you can shoot them after in the game. It's fun. Man.
And get the money back.
Yeah.
Just
the perfect crime.
Sometimes you can get more money back.
Sometimes you're the third jar.
Whoa, Matthew. That escalated quickly. So anyway, as we actually had planned to talk about.
Speaking about dying.
Yeah, speaking about dying. There has to be some kind of truly, after all the SNL things of Sean Connery and Alex Trebek going back and forth, and admittedly, they were similar in age.
Yeah, and is it too soon to say, suck it, Trebek?
Oh, it's never too soon. I don't think so.
I think he'd have a chuckle at that.
In
a spiritual chuckle.
Depending on your views of
and
the afterlife
right. That's
and
the,
heaven
that's the
and
Connery
stuff like
and
that, they're absolutely, if those things do exist, Sean Connery was standing there tapping his foot waiting for Alex Trebek to just be like, suck it, Trebek.
Yeah.
Didn't Trebek like beat the shit out of a dude in a hotel like 6 years ago?
Some guy
tried to break into his hotel room and steal some shit, and Trebek beat him down.
That seems like a justified.
Yeah, man.
Altercation.
I wouldn't be surprised. Alex Trebek was a badass.
Trebek hotel room attach.
Yeah, he chased the dude down.
Chasing hotel intruder in San Francisco. This was in 2011.
Okay. Over him.
Okay, yeah, it was a while back.
Man, that's.
I knew I was in Hawaii when it happened.
There was always, it takes a real genuine skill to be as smug as Alex Trebek was at times and still be as likable as he was. Because every once in a while, man, he would straight fucking roast those contestants.
Yeah.
And
the proper question was, what is my Achilles tendon ruptured and I fell in an anonymous heap?
People,
the carpeting, bruising
people
my
loved
other leg
him
in the
for
present.
It. Like, it was something that, like, it was any time that it happened, you would very, very quickly see, you know, at least in the YouTube era and stuff like that and on Reddit and whatnot, if it happened the night before, the next day, you bet your ass there was a video up of like, oh, Alex Trebek burned this dumbass.
Yeah.
Like, he was revered for it. And I don't know. I think it speaks volumes for just how likable he was.
Yeah.
He really was. It takes a certain kind of flair. And if you've ever watched bad game shows,
right?
Game show hosting is a unique skill, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, I like Howie Mandel for the most part, but if you've ever watched him hosting Deal or No Deal, he makes you want to climb in the TV and just be like, just fucking get off
and just touch his face.
Get off the stage.
He's a terrible germer.
Deal or No Deal.
And Pat Sajak, Bob Barker was a genuine national treasure.
Yeah.
And if you want to have an idea of just how great Bob Barker was, realize that
hold on. He's alive.
Well, no, I just mean hosting. Like,
did you know that I had a Mandela effect moment with Bob Barker because I thought he died.
No,
I like about a month ago, I was like looking up. I was watching. It was a Price is Right documentary about a guy that was like guessing all the prices, that like game the show. But Bob Barker was in it getting interviewed, and I was like, it's too bad about Bob Barker. And I started Googling him.
No, he's still kicking, man.
And I discovered he is still alive.
But he was replaced by Drew Carey.
Yeah.
Say what you will about Drew Carey. He's kind of hit and miss. But he is an excellent host. Whose Line Is It Anyway? He did really well. He's really great on The Price is Right. But he's still, even as good as he is on that,
not as good as Bob Barker
compared to Bob Barker.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a big Drew Carey fan, though.
I'm not a big fan, but I don't dislike him.
You're a big fan.
Since you called me on it.
You're a big fan.
Cleveland rocks.
Oh, I got Sean Connery, doing a Dexter rewatch on there twice.
Sean Connery, though, my mom and I were discussing him dying. And my mom was like, you know, oh, it's such a shame that he died and this and that and the other. And I was like, well, you know.
We have a whole episode where we talk about, like, how abusive.
Dude,
physically abusive he was.
The direct quotes of him where he's like, well, you know, sometimes you just got to punch a lady.
Yeah,
like,
we have a whole episode.
Calm down, Sean.
And my mom had absolutely no idea about it.
Yeah, it was like a Barbara Walters interview
in the late 70s, early 80s, I think.
So the original quote was from the like 70s when he was being interviewed by Playboy. Barbara Walters called him on it 20 years after the fact.
He's like, yep.
And he was like, yeah, no, I stand by that statement. Sometimes you just got to smack a bitch around. And it's amazing to me in the Me Too time that we live in.
That he didn't get post-canceled?
That he didn't get called out more for that, because he wasn't...
They'll wait till he's dead for 40 years.
He's been off the radar since Leave Extraordinary Gentlemen.
He hasn't done anything since Leave Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah, there's much more juicy Me Too targets.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was always surprising to me that so many
had this coming, Wayne.
Yeah, again, and plus he only hit white women.
It was,
and so it was okay.
It was what we talked about.
She was Scottish. She could take it. She was a Highland bitch.
Several episodes ago, about the strange circumstances of who gets canceled and who doesn't.
Right, right.
Of like, here you have a guy who is openly admitting in a national publication of like, yeah, man, sometimes you just got to smack that bitch.
I think it's,
and people were like, it's Sean Connery.
It's partial ownership because Alec Baldwin is similar to that, because he has that just kind of like, I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
What are you going
to
do about it?
There's truth to that.
That gives you a little bit of armor against being canceled is actually owning your behavior.
Yeah.
I've gotten away with a lot in my life.
Proud of it, but
kind of just straight up saying I'm a lazy asshole.
Yeah. Basically like, I'm.
Yeah.
I do things I've made mistakes. Proud of. Yeah.
You've seen they're there.
We all fight against our worser natures.
Yeah. But Johnny Depp.
Dude, that whole thing is such a wild up and down
situation. Can you believe they had to pay his full eight-figure salary? For the movie he stepped away from?
For the Harry Potter movie?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
He filmed one scene, and his contract was set up as such that if he filmed anything at all...
What was found? Like, what was discovered? Was he actually, factually, like, physically abusive?
No, they...
Why did they cut ties? What was the point in cutting ties then? Why not just have him do the movie? Nobody cares.
I think it's more what we talked about previously of they don't want their name in the same sentence of this
court of public opinion.
Yeah.
It was like cutting James Gunn loose.
Yeah. Companies are averse to risk.
Yeah, exactly.
If it means that it's threatening their money to have so-and-so, cut so-and-so.
Yep.
Self-preservation's most important.
Except for Disney. Disney is not averse to risk. At all. I'm not sure why, but like they've dry humped fucking Star Wars up and down.
Yeah.
And
I think because they have the coffers to handle it. Yeah. I mean, Disney's not going away. They could just do fuck all and throw their money in the garbage disposal for the next 10 years. They're still going to be a Disney.
Yeah. They suffered a little bit. Not suffered, but they had to lay people off.
Yeah.
But that's a business decision. Why wouldn't you lay people off for... like COVID-related reasons.
And it's not like they would have went bankrupt if they didn't anyways. It was all just bean counters.
Yeah. They had, you know, Bob Iger stepped away and then COVID happened. And
he kind of stepped back.
Yeah, he was like, no, I'll come in and write the ship.
Oversee.
And make sure that all this stuff gets done the way that it's supposed to get done. And
he's done a great job.
He really has. He, say what you will about some of the things that Disney does, and I think that they are probably one of the closest things that we have in the country right now to an actual monopoly. But still, I agree with a lot of what they do business-wise. And everything that I see them doing currently, like going forward, they're leaning further into their streaming services. They're cutting ESPN like a fucking bailing water out of a sinking ship. ESPN is in bad, bad straits. And if you paid any attention to how much money they're losing, it is not
funny. Is it just because of the cut of sports or the reduction in sports?
Well, a lot of it is the cut of sports, but it was happening even prior to COVID simply because they seem to not have a good handle on how people want to take in their sports content now. They're for some reason, as progressive as they're being in a lot of the ways with their entertainment of, you know, like I said, leaning more into streaming services and those kind of things, they were the ones who stuck their neck out with Mulan of being like, no, you know what? We're not going to wait for the theaters to reopen. We're not going to pull a Tenet and just, you know, release the movie to the theaters, which... Tenet was supposed to be the one that brought everybody back to the movie theater, and what wound up happening is it's probably going to be the reason that movie theaters die. It was their test subject, and it failed fucking miserably. ESPN's content is wildly, wildly disliked by and large.
Outside of 30 for 30, I don't think I've heard anything good about them.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
The 30 for 30 is the only thing I've... watch. Didn't they do The Last Dance, though, too?
They weren't the primary person on it, but they did work with the people who did it. But that was... The Last Dance thing did get big on Netflix. That came out, like, 2 years ago.
No, it came out earlier this year. And then went to Netflix. Ooh. It was just this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, I feel silly. Maybe I was just reading about it coming out.
They've been talking about it forever. But I'm pretty sure it came out this year.
It was the spring, late spring, early summer, I think.
And oh, wow. Yeah, it was. I'll be damned.
Those people are working on one with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Can't wait for that.
Great. I hope it comes out on Netflix.
Was genuinely some of the best sports documentary stuff I've ever seen.
It was really fascinating to me because growing up as a kid, we never saw Michael Jordan painted as anything but a hero.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get to see the asshole side of him that you see in the documentary series.
Oh yeah, I haven't watched it.
And it's revealing, but I still have like mad respect for his game.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's the GOAT and it's not even a discussion.
I agree.
I mean, really, it's there are a lot of people who belong on the Mount Rushmore of basketball, but there's Michael Jordan, and then there's everybody else.
Yeah, I don't think there's an argument there.
And they might as well just change his name to basketball. Huh? Michael Jordan, can you think of anything else?
Swoosh man.
Sports gambling?
Yeah, swoosh man. I mean, sneaker guy.
Yeah.
Ball swoosher guy.
He is the logo for Nike.
Yeah.
I mean, like, literally.
There's not many people that can say that.
No, there's not. And say what you will about Kobe, say what you will about even the older guys like Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, all of those guys. Even them, again, do they belong on the Mount Rushmore? Absolutely. But there's them, and then there's Michael.
Yeah, they're not on the $1 bill.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the George Washington.
Yeah, he's on the one, he's on the quarter, and he's on the penny.
But that's right. Speaking of Disney,
Mandalorian,
they have the new WandaVision stuff that we were talking about, which Entertainment Weekly just dropped a big thing about WandaVision today.
So I saw a breakdown.
I'm quite excited about.
Apparently there's 10 episodes. There's 6 hours of content.
Yes.
So there's some of them are going to be a half hour. Some of them are going to be an hour.
Yeah.
I thought it was just going to be 6 episodes.
That'll be interesting.
No, I'm really, for one, as you and I have talked about off camera several times, I think that COVID was really, really helpful for Marvel. I think that it couldn't have come at a better time because Endgame happened. And I don't think that superhero fatigue necessarily is a thing, but it was a really good time to just kind of take a breather.
From Marvel, especially.
From Marvel in general.
I agree with that sentiment,
And as, the Boys came out.
Yeah, there was still good superhero-related content coming out.
Yeah.
But it was a good time for Marvel, especially as... I mean, if you look at their release schedule of what they have coming up, they're looking at, you know, 2 Disney Plus shows plus 4 movies a year. Like, we're going to be heavily inundated with Marvel content once things start to get back to normal. But it was a really, really opportune time for them to kind of take a break and let people regain...
Decompress?
Well, not only decompress, but regain that desire of, like, oh, I can't wait for the next Marvel thing.
You know. And it'll be easier to come back and not have Tony and Steve.
It will.
And
it will.
Some of the people who aren't going to be back.
You won't be holding the new stuff open up to.
I watched episode 2 of the season today, actually, this afternoon.
So are you going to watch that now that you have Disney Plus, Peter?
I
recommended to your girlfriend.
It's a really great
show.
Your
fiance, that you should watch it.
I'm certain it's a good television show, but...
Do you have no interest in it?
I don't have a lot of interest in television shows.
I know, but that's so weird. But
I know it is, and I'm sorry. I don't know how to be a different person.
It's not weird, though.
No, it's not.
It's respectable. Yeah. I wish I didn't watch so much fucking TV.
Oh,
I do sometimes, but it's hard to say I'm just going to sit here for...
Yeah.
This amount of time. I'm racked with guilt. There's dishes to be done. There's paintings I could be painting. There's things I could be building. There's things I could be
writing.
There's
cocaine to be snorted.
I could be calling my dad and telling him I love you, Dad.
Going on a bike ride.
Dude,
you could be calling your dad and discussing the new episode of The Mandalorian.
Yeah. I do that with my dad. Mandalorian,
movies, all TV shows, like, I always give myself a pass because I'm like, it's not going to go away.
Nope.
It's always going to be there.
I always can pick
it up. Like, every book I didn't read, like, every play I didn't attend.
That is literally the argument that I use with my son for him being like, oh, I wish I could watch this, you know, rated R movie. Because I'm really, there are some things that I'll let my 11-year-old son watch that people are like, you let your kid watch that? And then there are other things where I'm like, no, dude, hard line, no.
Yeah, if you've watched it before, then you get to make your call. I hate it when parents are like, well, I don't know. I'll just look at the rating.
Nope.
That doesn't work.
If it's open
there's suggestive
to
elements
you know
in there.
You know your kid. You know your values.
Yeah.
Well, and your kid has a little bit of you in them, mm-hmm. the DNA, so that you know that they're going to perceive it in a similar way that you would.
And also, there's some shit that's rated something, and it was rated something at a completely different time.
Oh, yeah.
Like... Have you ever seen Bloodsport? I know you have.
Oh, yeah.
But Alex Many and I times. Watched Bloodsport a few weekends ago, and it is maybe a PG. It was Jean-Claude Van Damme's first real movie, and it's
There's some like martial arts violence. What's it, but that's
rated? It's rated R.
Really?
It's, yeah, it's funny watching him.
Forrest Whitaker's in it. And
is there any sex scenes?
Not really. I mean,
just like gentle it, under the covers.
It cuts
it
away.
Cut to thrusting.
No. Yeah. Okay. There's it, and then I think he gets out of bed and you see his ass.
Oh.
It's like an excuse to show,
well,
like, look at Jean-Claude Van Damme's ass.
Is like a I think rite
that's,
of passage.
That's he spends fine. Like half that's the fine. Movie in his underwear, I think. His
but no, but I.
It's important.
Like,
I
he use... was the inspiration for Johnny Cage in
yeah.
fucking Mortal Kombat. And I, he's like Bloodsport, because Alex is 12. And I was like, dude, you played Mortal Kombat, and I was questionable whether I wanted to let you play Mortal Kombat. But then I was like, nah, it's fucking video game violence. And he's like, wait, Johnny Cage was based on him? And he's like, I don't really like Johnny Cage, but okay. And we watched it, and it's like watching Street Fighter. Maybe. Yeah. Like, violence level?
That's
it's
what
cartoony
I was thinking.
And shit.
I'm surprised when you say that it's rated R, because if it's admittedly, it's been years since I've seen it, but, like, I struggle to think of anything in that movie that would really justify an R.
It's funny, the violence that you see now in television shows that are just, like, the TVMA, and you'll watch, like, a head... Like, they do so many headshots with a gun in shows anymore.
Yeah.
It's, like, just common.
Yeah.
It's just there all the time. We were watching, my wife had a...
Some of them are rough, though.
My wife. She had what's that? The Devil's Own with Harrison Ford and Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's a headshot in that movie. He does a headshot, but it just does like a black screen and a flash. And part of that might have been like budgetary constraints or like a financial decision. Let's not do all the squib makeup and all that shit. But... It was weird because he pulls out the gun to shoot Treat Williams in the head, and it just cuts to
spoilers, cuts motherfucker.
I'm so sorry
for a
23 year old
seven
movie.
Viewers. Yeah. You just ruined the Devil's Own
because I know they haven't seen it.
But no, that's the argument that I use with Matthew when he's he'll lament of, well, you were going to watch this movie, and God, I wish I could watch that movie. Like, Deadpool is a really good example, because mm-hmm. he's really big into comics, and he's familiar with the Deadpool character, but that's not a movie that an 11-year-old kid needs to be watching,
no,
at least mine, anyway.
There's an awful lot of sex in that, too. I know it's just that one montage.
My parents let me see some shit that I, like, would have rather not in retrospect, especially in the levels of violence.
There's a lot of stuff
fear,
I would turn like, over to my dad when there was, like, a boob on
the
screen, and he'd be like,
I watched tons of shit. I went to, when we still had a drive-in theater here in Lewiston, I saw Aliens at like 4 years old at the drive-in.
Aliens is much better than Alien.
Well, yeah.
You said the fear thing. Alex and I were talking about this after we watched it. I was like, see, there's no peril in Bloodsport. There's some violence, and there's one point where, like, he stomps the dude's leg and the bone breaks out, and there's a compound fracture. And he goes, oh, that's a compound fracture. We learned about that in health class. Like, okay, well, I won't worry about that.
I'm really glad he took that away from that scene. Good
right?
kid.
Yeah.
Aces. Fucking aces.
But there's no peril. But in Alien,
time
the
cop.
Whole
I was
fucking
say, time.
Time
cop? Time cop?
Yeah. Oh, the best Van Damme movie? For me, it's Bloodsport because of nostalgia.
Yeah.
I love Time Cop.
Time Cop is pretty
I don't know
good.
That it holds up.
Lionheart.
If I rewatched it.
Lionheart has,
doesn't hold up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I watched it not too long ago.
Okay.
It's
I haven't
awful.
Watched it in a long,
it's
long time.
It's fucking awful.
What a shitty title, Time Cop.
Yeah.
Is a cop. Goes through time.
Goes through time, yeah. But no, that's
on the nose.
That's the argument that I use for Matthew is, dude, it's not going anywhere.
Right.
Spoiler alert, you can still watch it when you're 17. It'll
be
there.
I remember being a kid and watching like Young Einstein or something, and at the end there's a thing with a nuclear bomb and he has to like depower it. And I remember being like 4 and asking my dad, like, Dad, what's a nuclear bomb? And he explained it to me and explained to me about the red phone and the president. And I was fucked up for like 2 weeks. I could not do anything without thinking about the fact that there's some asshole sitting at a desk who could just press a button and everything I knew and loved would just...
Yeah.
Everything everywhere could be gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
At any time.
Way too young to learn that as a lesson. And I'm sure that was like a PG movie.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm sure people didn't think about it.
Was that a Yahoo Serious movie?
It was.
I don't remember.
Yes, it was.
Was it?
like Reckless Kelly.
Yep.
He's in a couple others too, but Young Einstein was a pretty decent movie.
I don't even remember the last time I saw that.
But yeah, there's something about that that it's not even the release of like whatever it is happening. It's that those minutes leading up to, or like when the killer doesn't get them, when they're just about to get them but doesn't quite get them. Those moments of peril that really fuck with you.
I mean, and you're young as a kid to process that stuff early on.
Yeah.
You're not ready to contend with the specter of death.
Yeah. And those are the things that you have to keep an eye out for. Like a fucking half-assed Street Fighter movie is no big deal.
Yeah.
Because there's just some kicks and punches, yeah, and maybe a couple people take arrows to the face. Whatever. But like, I was thinking of American Ninja there, which is a fantastic fucking movie. the super ninja with the lasers on his hand at the end for like no reason. Love that movie.
Well, there's a reason.
But yeah, the Bloodsport is the best Van Damme movie. I'm Andrew K. Fuck. Now I'm all out of whack. I was thinking about something.
Hey, how did you like that beer?
Blessings. It was great.
We talked a little bit off air about it, but
I'm surprised he made it here.
Good flavor profile, goes down smooth, not strong in any given category. If you were to like build one of, you know, those 6-point flavor maps, it would be a nice even pentagon. It's balanced. It's nice. Good. It's good.
Pentagon.
I'm looking forward to having you try my porter that I have.
I'm down for a porter.
I think
porters can be good, but they can also suck.
Yeah, the one I tasted it the other day when I sampled it before I put it in the bottle, but it wasn't carbonated.
Are you experimenting at all, or are you just kind of following?
I'm not there yet. I'm following the recipe.
That's a good place to start.
For now, and then as I get more experience under my belt, then I'll kind of play around.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
But yeah, the next one I'm doing is a Helles, and then a red.
Helles is like a weaker IPA kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like a pale ale.
Yeah. It's a German pale ale.
My most favoritist beer of all time is Magic Hat number 9 by Magic Hat Brewery. It is an apricot pale ale.
That stay hot? Yeah. Good.
I'm very
Magic Hat pale ale.
I'm very excited to hear your take on this, Ward, because I downloaded this movie last night.
Which one?
Unhinged.
Unhinged? Oh.
I haven't really heard much.
Have you watched the trailer?
Yes.
Okay, I want to share the trailer. I want to watch the trailer so everyone can watch the trailer. But
I haven't really heard anything from kind of the internet in general, good or bad. But I watched the trailer and I was like, you know, I'll give it my time.
I really enjoyed it.
Is that Russell Crowe?
Mm-hmm. It is.
It is, yes.
Wow, he looks
terrible. I really enjoyed it. He found a time machine, went back in time, and ate his Cinderella Man self and his
He looks like
Gladiator
Joel
self.
Osment.
And now he's a fat piece of shit.
He is ginormous. But I couldn't see his, okay, so you'll take into account his size in this movie, but I couldn't see him being as intimidating as he is in this movie in any other physical form.
Okay.
His arms are like, swear, like this big around. His forearms are just, oh, they're monstrous. And he's got hairy arms. Oh, man.
Oh, I love it. I love some hairy, beady fucking man arms. Hook me up. Let's see it.
I've got such dainty wrists.
Gotta get through this ad.
You know, you can work those out.
I know.
Not really.
Well, with my new job, I'm actually probably going to be improving a little bit in that regard.
And your wrist strength?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck. Don't get a, what do they call it?
Physicality. Repetitive. Physicality in general, but yeah, the repetitive stress injury.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I'll be quiet while we watch Unhinged movie trailer number 2.
I don't know if I want trailer number 2.
I don't think I've seen trailer number 2.
Official trailer.
But no, I downloaded this last night, and I downloaded something else too, and I can't remember what it is off the top of my head. Oh, the New Mutants.
Did you realize what is that?
It's the last X-Men franchise movie that Fox did prior to losing the rights to Disney. It was originally slated for release on April 18th, 2018. It came out a couple months ago-ish. Yeah.
All right, let's see this nonsense.
Here we go.
See, feeling unhinged? Most days.
So the first few minutes of this movie, or of the movie, I thought that the female lead was the Skywalker, or not...
Rey?
I thought it was Rey. I thought it's not.
Daisy,
it's
a different Ridley?
Daisy Ridley? I thought it was Daisy Ridley.
She's cute.
Go!
Seething anger.
I thought we already did this and it was called Falling Down.
You know what a courtesy tap is, young man? Sounds like this. It's light. It's friendly. Sure, that's what your mom meant to do.
No, it's not.
Mom!
Having a kind of a hard time lately. I'm sorry.
Ben Affleck did a movie like this,
Accept
too.
My apology.
Just ignore him.
Changing
you
could
just do the same. Yep. We could press reset.
I don't have anything to apologize for. Can you go, please?
He looks like he wants to eat her.
Ma'am, are you okay?
I'm pretty sure the guy in that truck's following me.
He's road raging. Why don't you just chill, man? Go your own way.
I don't think you really know what a bad day is. But you will find out.
Stupid.
No, it's great.
It looks fun, stupid.
It is stupid, but it's like. Remember that movie Cellular?
Waiting for you.
Who's
or cell phone or whatever it was with Kim Basinger.
Yeah.
Hey, listen to me.
It's kind of in that. Oh, and Chris Evans is in that.
Psycho came after me today.
This is where your first lesson begins.
Give me my phone.
Whoa.
Put him back on this goddamn phone.
Beat the shit out of Jimmy Simpson.
Yeah, man.
You're gonna learn.
Through violence and retribution.
Sounds like you're waking up.
I'm wide awake.
You better bring your A game. Cause you're gonna need it.
Whoa, damn. Okay. One thing before we unpack anything from the trailer, can we please, pretty please, retire the slowed down dramatic version of pop songs used in trailers that is so prevalent nowadays? It's like, it's the new equivalent of the Inception, bom, bom. Like, I'm just, I'm over it. I really am.
I see what you're saying.
That looks like dumb fun.
What I loved about it was, he's perspiring from like frame one to frame.
Yeah.
As the credits roll.
I don't know if you can watch this, Matthew, cause I haven't watched it yet.
I watched it with my 14-year-old, but
I don't,
and we loved it.
I think I've gotten, older.
I was actually rooting for him.
I didn't,
he played to me as the hero.
Older.
You've gotten older.
I've gotten older and I'm old enough to the point that I think that's a stupid looking fucking movie. Like, what's the point there? Like, he's just mad at this lady and he's going to road rage all over and that's the movie? Like, fuck that. What a waste of a theater.
Well, that's true. I mean, it is that
and
stupid.
And it doesn't even look stupid fun. It just looks stupid. Like, why did they... what is the point?
So the whole scene where he pulls up on her and he does this whole, like, I'm having a bad day or whatever.
Yeah.
And he does like there's this whole point where he kind of like checks himself and he does this genuine apology.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of a bitch back to him.
So?
But out of self-preservation,
you see this monster in this big truck next to you, why not just be like, yeah, sorry too? I don't know. I probably wouldn't be. I would probably fight.
And you bump into somebody and they're like, you got a problem, and he's bigger than you and has brass knuckles on. You're like, yes. Yes, I do.
Want to do something about it?
Yeah, let's take this outside. I'm going to shine at my face so you can punch it real hard.
I think I've reached the point, though, like, you're just putting ideas in people's head now.
Oh, there is that, too. I can see that, too.
So
then, like, now we're going to have instances of this happening.
Oh, there already has been tons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it happens fairly frequently.
You could put based on a true story in front of that movie, and it would probably be a true
thing. We just had, remember the guy who, like, ran by the kids that were playing basketball on the road? And they said, dude, slow down. So he pulled his car over, pulled out his pistol, and just started shooting at the kids.
Jesus.
Really?
Yeah, that made national news.
Yep, I heard about that.
Was that recent?
Yeah, none of the kids got hit. They were lucky they were far enough away, but he was aiming at them.
I had in 2008, I bought it.
Because they told him to slow down. He's so important. How dare they?
Yeah.
In 2008, I bought a scooter. Like a motorbike, like a little motorcycle scooter. But I looked stupid on it. But
everybody looks stupid.
Yeah, I don't think you can look.
You
cool
buy them and you think they look like this one was all
your
like
looks
the
cool,
aerodynamic.
Exactly.
The aerodynamic stuff. It looked all really like nice and slick. Then you get on it, and then you realize you're just this guy sitting on it, like, with your feet on pads.
The Faggio, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, that's what they call them in GTA. That's right. Yeah. But,
it looks slick, and then you get on it, and you're like, it's a fucking dude on a
These young
horse.
High school kids zip down our road, and they like
I think a bicycle is
past.
A lot more socially acceptable than those.
Yeah, but
personally.
You almost never look cool. Especially if you're wearing a helmet, like
true.
You should be.
That's true. That's
but you're
true.
Doing the work, though. You're actually doing something, usually. So these kids, when I had that scooter that's parked in the driveway, they zipped down the road past me. Mm-hmm. And we yelled like we were standing on the side of the road, and I had my kids there, and they were just little then. So I'm like, slow down. And as they go by, they were like probably 17, 18. One of them yells out the window, eat my dick. So, and I told this story, I think, when I was doing the podcast originally.
Mm-hmm.
And I hop on my scooter.
And corner them, and you're like,
and I went down there. No.
Having a bad day.
But I went down there and I started. This was my first dad moment because I pull up and I'm like, who was it that wanted me to eat their dick? And then I started lecturing. Like, then I dished out this whole lecture about, like,
on your
speeding.
Scooter.
Yeah. On my scooter. From my scooter.
I think that's all right. I mean, sometimes, like, because when a kid gets lectured by an adult, you just kind of clam up, but you don't forget it.
No.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, that's something that adults aren't going to let me get away with.
Yeah,
it
I did that.
Be a good lesson.
These kids were
could
throwing be. A ball over the over Burrell the other day, and
I mean, it's not going to make it worse.
Like across the road, like big overhand throw. Yeah. And as I'm leaving the chiropractor, I look out the window. I'm like, no, guys, not here.
Oh, I did
good
that.
I go,
that.
This isn't a good idea. And they're like, okay. They knew it wasn't.
I did that
the last 4th of July because I was on my way home. I was driving down the street and these people that lived two houses up from me were shooting Roman candles in the street, which is totally fine. I don't have a problem with that. But spoiler alert, my car has headlights. You can obviously see me coming. My car weighs a lot more than you. So you should maybe get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah.
And when I drive up to you and you're still not getting out of the way and shooting your Roman candles, I am going to yell at you. Like, stop for 5 seconds. Politely remove your head from your ass. Get out of the way of the great big vehicle.
Once. There's no pause button on Roman candles. You wait them shits out.
What, no, they lit a new one.
Oh, well, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, no, that was my problem.
That's
I was
some
like,
bullshit.
Dude, it's not like I came upon you surprisingly.
That was our childhood's version of the online game. You can't pause that shit.
No, as is obviously no secret from the time that I've been on the show, movies are my wheelhouse, and I am a full-blown slut for bad movies. I mean...
Yeah, you'll enjoy
how much
unhinged.
Time have I spent? The worst thing that a movie can be, in my opinion, whether it be like full-blown high art, like 12 Angry Men, Ghostbusters, movies that I consider genuinely perfect, where I don't see how somebody, even if it's a movie that isn't something you're interested in, I don't see how you can find flaws in it.
Right.
The worst thing that a movie can be is boring. I will watch garbage movies that are absolute shit and have really basically no redeeming qualities as long as I'm not bored while I'm doing it.
I think that's how art works. Like, I don't care if you're particularly skilled, just don't be boring.
Yeah, that does not look boring. I don't envision myself watching that movie and end of it being like, man, I really want to.
That's
time
the
back.
One bone I'd throw it. Everything else about it is distasteful.
It looks
to
really
me.
Shitty.
I was like, oh, shine a light on the most awful parts of the human condition.
Right.
I don't think I'll be
let's
bored.
Let's just
in it.
Bathe in that sewer water for a minute.
Right.
Here
is what I will say. Both Russell Crowe and Jimmy Simpson signed up for it. So it can't be terrible.
I really like Jimmy Simpson.
Is Jimmy Simpson the guy from fucking It's Always Sunny?
Yes.
One of the brothers? Okay.
Yeah. That was the first thing I saw him in. And he's great.
All right.
Yeah. Everything he's ever done has been good.
He did a couple post-teen movies in the early 2000s.
Really?
Yeah. I can't remember which ones. I think he showed up in one with Jason Biggs.
The gal in that movie, no, you're right. She does. She looks.
She has a resemblance, passing resemblance.
She looks
to Ridley.
Like if you took Daisy Ridley and Jennifer Connelly and smushed them together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. They all look the same. Brunette.
Sorry. Maybe I found that funnier than I was supposed to.
Brunettes all look the same.
I don't really know the two people you're referencing. I can kind of picture the lady from Star Wars.
Well, I was going to say Daisy Ridley is the one from Star Wars, and Jennifer Connelly was in...
She's close enough to the lady from Star Wars. If you told me that was her, just on the amount of knowledge I have, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I'm glad to know that you enjoyed it. I think that I will too. Is it something that I'm going to bang the drum for? Be like, everybody needs to see this movie. Yeah, absolutely.
No, I don't think.
Absolutely.
I don't think you will. And I won't either. But I am curious to hear your take on it.
Yeah.
Because we did watch a movie that we watched. What was the movie that we watched? Oh, The Dead Don't Die. No, The Dead Don't Die.
The Jim Jarmusch one.
The Jim Jarmusch one. I really liked it.
I enjoyed it.
I liked the self-aware aspects to it.
That was one of the high points of it.
And I enjoyed the way that Adam Driver played his character.
I really like Adam Driver a lot.
And I felt that Bill Murray was fully utilized for his skills.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah. Like I said, it wasn't a movie that I disliked. It was just definitely not a movie that I loved. But no. I feel that way about everything of Jim Jarmusch's that I've seen.
And see, I was throwing shade his way for something he didn't do, which was Rock the Casbah. That was a different guy.
God, that movie was trash.
And I was like, man, he does suck. Because
there's a lot.
Bill Murray makes a reference to Jim Jarmusch, owing him a favor.
I know that's in the song, like Rock the Casbah. What's a Casbah? Can somebody explain that to me?
I second the question.
Thank you.
Oh, look at
that. Yeah, no, I second.
Look it up.
I second the question.
I have
that's
no
a failure
idea.
Of
I know,
popular media.
I know that I hate the song passionately. That's it. I really, really fucking hate that song.
Anyway, that movie was done by a completely different director.
Okay,
but I had no idea. Like, I was just like, I decided that they were the same guy.
No, it.
It's kind of a shitty song.
It's
the central part of a town.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Rock the central part of a town. Let's get in the middle of the city and rock it.
My biggest problem, like I said, I didn't dislike The Dead Don't Die. It's not one that I'll probably ever watch again.
I love how they keep playing that track over, because when I was in...
The meaning of the word Casbah is varied, including keep, old city, and watchtower or blockhouse. So...
Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of get it. It's like, you know, how there's the city that grows around the city, but the innermost walls.
It's the hub of... Yeah.
Oh, it could be a watchtower as well. But, so you could be all along the Casbah.
So there's a...
Quality content, Hudson.
That was.
There's a recurring theme in the movie where this song keeps on getting played.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called The Dead Don't Die. And I can't remember the artist's name, even though they say it like...
1,500 times.
It's been a minute since I watched the movie.
But every time it's... the first time it plays at the like opening credits of the movie, and then it's playing again within like the first 2 minutes of the end of the dialogue. Mm-hmm. And Bill Murray is...
Simpson.
Yes, and Bill Murray goes, this sounds familiar. And Adam Driver goes, yeah, this is a theme song. And then they just leave it at that, yeah. And then they pick up little... like they do these little things periodically through the thing. But and then every time like someone would be like, oh, I like this song. This is Sturgill Simpson. And
as I said when we were discussing it earlier, that between you and I, it almost felt like it was trying to be too many things at once, and it wound up not being anything definable. If that makes sense.
I think it accomplished what it set out to accomplish, though.
Well, we want to be funny, but we also want to kind of pack in a little bit of an environmentalist message, and we also
with the fracking.
It's really hard to spin that many plates at once and have a coherent story.
Exactly. If you're going to make a comedy movie, you can have moments of horror, you can have moments of action, but you've got to lean into the comedy. If you want to make a drama, it can have funny moments, but you got to lean into the drama. And it was a movie that just really didn't ever lean into anything enough that it was just kind of...
Isn't that kind of his signature?
It's one of the reasons why I'm not a big fan of his.
What else did he do?
Broken Flowers.
Broken Flowers, Coffee and Cigarettes.
Never stayed awake through that.
It's just
other Bill Murray one, right?
Yeah, yeah. The black and white one.
Yeah, no,
Coffee and Cigarettes was black and white.
There's a whole slew of Bill Murray ones that I just didn't fucking get into.
There's a lot of his stuff that I genuinely dislike.
Like the whole Steve Zissou thing, the Tenenbaums one. I just didn't like them.
I liked Royal Tenenbaums, but I have fallen out of pace with Wes Anderson stuff.
I don't get Wes Anderson stuff.
I used to like it.
I don't. I genuinely don't.
It's hard to stomach anymore.
I don't.
I think he's got a period of time that you actually grow out of.
I never grew into people. It.
So. Yeah. Well, and I don't know. I thought the
and it, maybe it the goes quirkiness, back to me always being old.
That could be.
It's just I never did quirky. I don't like quirky things. Every time you're like, oh, it's quirky. Never liked that.
Stuff that's weird for the sake of being weird.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, you're going to love my parable. It's quirky.
Oh, I'm excited now.
I'm pretty sure Zoe Deschanel is in it somewhere.
She gets away with
it. In your parable.
Based on looks alone, I think.
If you're cute enough or being cute enough, quirky's fine.
I don't... It's if you were to make a list of human traits that I dislike passionately, quirky wouldn't be on there. It's not one that I'm like.
I wouldn't say I'd like love quirkiness.
No, but I don't hate it.
Just
it.
Like I don't hate I don't you hate know it. The occasional weird mannerism or what do they call it? An idiosyncrasy.
Yeah,
it's like a thing that guy does, and it kind of makes him unique and. As long as it's not, you know, the basis for your personality. That's kind of boring.
When you lean on it that hard, yeah, it is a problem.
Yeah, I don't like anybody that leans on one thing so much that it's the only thing about
right
them.
Right on.
No, it's similar to the fandom thing that we were talking about earlier, about how there's so many things that we're fans of that we fit into the category.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, but I hate all those people, like...
Yeah.
Star Wars fans and wrestling fans and gamers.
Anything worse than an intolerable fan?
No. And it doesn't really matter what they're a fan of.
It doesn't matter what the fandom is. It really doesn't.
Yeah.
They're just insufferable.
And because you become a caricature.
Yes.
Like, and as much as it's not fucking... in vogue to say it now, people do it with their race, their gender, and their sexuality nowadays. Yep. And it's like, oh fuck, I'm gay, and that's everything about me. Like that, if the only thing interesting about you is where you put your genitals,
yep,
you're not worth knowing.
You're not interesting. Like, sorry,
say, have something else about you.
Any personality based on stuff like that's pointless.
Yeah. And it's very, like...
It's like, I'm sure there's a real human in there. Why do you have to just keep talking about how much you love Community?
It could
Yeah, exactly.
I like Community.
Me too.
Could be more surface level. You know,
I say I don't
level.
Like shows. If I like a show, that's something.
Yeah.
And I liked Community.
It was a fun show.
But I'm not posting on the forums. I don't bring it up to people because that's not me. It's a thing I like.
It's something I enjoy, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's very, like I said, very surface level.
Thank
like
you for interviewing at our company. Speaking I'll shake of, your hand. Is there anything you want to let me know before we start? Well, I really like the rock band Tool.
There's an insufferable fucking fandom.
That's the joke. But there, lots of things have a fandom that's like that. Some people take it to the extreme where it becomes a defining part of their personality, and that's so boring.
You really need to understand the structure of the way that they do the songs.
The art you like is not a part of your personality.
No,
it shouldn't
it's not.
Be.
No.
It's, art. Yeah. It's, yeah.
That's what I like about the gay friends that I have. It's like, it doesn't define them. They just happen to be gay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when it does define them, they're usually in that young, you know, trying to figure out who they are period.
They're like 19 to 25.
It's an obnoxious period for people to be in where they're like, nope, I decided that I really like men and I'm gay and everything's great. And
yeah, they shift from that normal voice.
That's what I'm into. And I was like, there's a beautiful human being in there.
So what else about you?
Yeah, let like, that out. We're like, more interested in that. Nobody cares
do you like
that
eggs?
You're gay. Yeah. How do you like your eggs?
Yeah. Do you poach them?
Yeah.
Do you fry them?
Poached only.
Are you
That's
a Coke or
weird.
A Pepsi person? Like
Dr. Pibb. I drink only Dr. Pibb.
Right? Yeah.
He went to school finally.
Yeah.
That's the pretentious older brother of Mr. Pibb.
Yeah.
Speaking
I
of
thought
quirky
Pibb
things.
Extra was the pretentious older brother of.
No, that bitch. That's his sister. That bitch is extra.
Pardon my ignorance.
That bitch is extra.
How'd you like those the clips I sent you the other day of that show?
I don't remember. I'm really sorry.
The how-to with John Wilson. I said this is basically Human Guides.
Yeah,
you remember that?
I
did
pressed
you watch
play
them
at work and watched them a little bit, but it got washed out throughout the
day. Yeah, you gotta watch those. Those are I'm just. I think you would like that show, and it's not throwing any shade at like Human Guides, because I think there's parallels there, but Human Guides is still its own.
I know. No,
monster.
I was being silly when I said, why do I even make my thing now?
I wasn't
being serious. It's like if you're a art forger, you're still doing impressive shit when you forge the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that it's not new under the sun. You're still a master of the craft. Show a little bit of respect. I mean, I'd much rather you take that craft and do something original
new.
With
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not talking shit about your chops.
Just
yeah. You've got the chops.
Do a painting of your mom in the style of the Mona Lisa. And then it's your own thing.
Love you, Mom.
Maybe upturn the smile a little bit. See how that works.
Give her a frown. Then it's your own thing.
Yeah.
All right, peeps. Didn't I tell you this was the best one? They fucking nailed it as usual. In case you weren't listening at the beginning, make sure you head over to timespentpoorly.com and click things. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. While you're at it, subscribe on YouTube and get notified the next time we're live. Maybe you appreciate what we give you and you want to support us? Great! Head over to patreon.com/timespentpoorly and check out how you can do just that. Thanks again for wasting your time with us this week. Now go make better use of it! Until next time.